young ones certainly have their automobiles, don't they? Driving around yesterday.
What looks funny to me, I can't get used to it, with some new women that go by here, driving pretty cars, smoking cigarettes as they go along. Now I wonder if they really want to smoke those cigarettes.
I think it's still a kind of sign of sophistication or something.
Something like that.
One of the old ones yesterday used to be about 10. Made that little shoe yarn to fix it. And I saw something she didn't know. The man put it in demonstration. I said, you see this? She said, yes, ma'am, I'm back when we make them. I told the girl, ma'am, I said, now you ain't done nothing small. I said, I'm a coach.
Well, been a very delicious lunch. Thank you very much.
I was enjoying
myself talking so much. I really didn't think, I didn't realize how late it was.
Well, getting. I didn't realize how late it was when I came in here, and I said, yes, we're going to be getting hungry and lovely. Mama eats 3 meals a day. She takes about 3 naps a day.
Is that right?
And she takes a nap after supper before bedtime. And she gets up and eats a bowl of ice cream at 10 o'clock, listen to news, and she goes.
I see. I wish I could eat like that. I love to eat, but it goes into fat right away, so I love ice cream. But that will put weight on you in a hurry, so.
Oh, my son that lives in New Orleans was kind of on the heavy type, and he said he can just look at food and he just gets fat. And Cecil, the other one, is the skinny type. No matter how much he's eating, doesn't make a bit of difference.
My father's like that. And my grandmother's 93, and she's very thin, always has been, tall. And he's the same way. He's 6 feet tall, and I think weighs about 135.
That's my brother. Now, my daddy was kind of a fat guy.
My mother's side tend to have put weight on. My mother eats, I can't see how the woman lives. She eats so little, but her weight stays up. She's about your height, but her weight stays around 120. And she eats nothing, absolutely nothing.
Mama's hard to eat.
Well, I don't blame you for eating. I think you have a fine cook here.
I do.
You must have trained her. Is this right?
Oh, I think pretty good.
Yes, she did. Mom used to be a good cook, but she can't boil water now.
I don't try.
You don't even try.
I went to church one day.
No need, is it?
No.
When I got back, Mama decided she'd cook something. She'd bung it up. She tried to get rid of it all before I got home.
I see.
And I'll practice.
Do you get out to church?
She hadn't been in a good while on account of her back. When she looks up at the preacher, she says,
it's hard.
Her back hurts.
Can't get my head back far enough.
I see.
But she goes to
the around and up and stack me up.
So I come home every Sunday and I bring my program and I preach my sermon to her and she preaches what she's heard on television.
I see. Good idea. Exchange notes.
We have got one of the best preachers out here I have ever heard in all of my life. He preaches just 15 minutes. And you better listen because you don't know when he's going to quit.